Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Meeting Vietnamese Prime Minister President Jokowi encourages settlement of Indonesia-Vietnam EEZ negotiations. Ratification of the Indonesia-Philippines EEZ limit agreement completed. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo encouraged the completion of negotiations on the exclusive economic zone boundary between Indonesia and Vietnam when meeting with Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc on the sidelines of the Asian 34th Summit in 2019 at Bangkok Athene Hotel Saturday, June 22nd. According to Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi, in a meeting, the President conveyed the issue of exclusive economic zones always appeared at the meeting between Indonesia and Vietnam. Therefore, the President hoped that these problems could be resolved soon, because if the issue is not immediately resolved, it can potentially cause problems.
Negosiasi ini harus diakui memakan waktu yang.
We have to admit that this negotiation takes quite a long time, and the President said that efforts to resolve this negotiation could be accelerated, because otherwise we would experience incidents as we have had earlier. At the meeting, according to Retno, the President also congratulated Vietnam, which becomes a member of the UN Security Council in 2020 until 2021. Thus, Indonesia and Vietnam will become UN's non-permanent members of the UN in 2020.
Dan Presiden tadi juga menyampaikan ucapan selamat kepada Vietnam karena tahun depan Vietnam.
The President also expressed his congratulations to Vietnam because Vietnam next year will be a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. Therefore, next year there will be two Asian countries sitting on the UN Security Council. In addition, the hope is of course that with the two Asian members in the UN Security Council, it will be able to strengthen Asian's profile at the UN. Furthermore, Retno Marsudi said that President Joko Widodo also expressed his appreciation for Vietnam's support for the development of the Asian outlook on the Indo-Pacific, which will be adopted at this summit. Bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and the Philippines has developed very well. This was conveyed by the President Joko Widodo when holding a bilateral meeting with Philippine President Rodrigo R. Duterte on the sidelines of the 34th Asian Summit at Athene Hotel, Bangkok, Thailand, Saturday, June 22nd. On this occasion, the President welcomes the completion of the ratification of the Exclusive Economic Zone Limit Agreement between Indonesia and the Philippines. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi explained that the exchange of instruments of ratification will be carried out by the two foreign ministers in Jakarta in August. This ratification will provide legal certainty for law enforcement and increased cooperation in the maritime field.
Jadi Filipina baru saja meratifikasi.
So, the Philippines has just ratified the EEZ Maritime Boundary Agreement with Indonesia. So, the negotiations have been completed. Indonesia has ratified, the Philippines has just ratified it. And in August, when the Philippine Foreign Minister visits Indonesia, the two countries will exchange the ratification document. So, we are done for the EEZ Maritime Boundary with the Philippines. Regarding the bilateral issue, according to Retno, President Joko Widodo conveyed the plan of the Indonesian private sector to increase trade and investment in the Philippines. Another thing the President conveyed was Indo-Pacific cooperation. The President also expressed his appreciation to the Philippine government for the release of Indonesian hostages. Presiden Joko Widodo attended three Asian leaders interface meetings as part of a series of 34 Asian summits on Saturday, June 22nd in Bangkok, Thailand. The three meetings were the Asian meeting with the parliamentary representatives, the Asian meeting with young people, and the Asian meeting with business people, ABAC. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi explained at the Asian meeting session with Parliament, President Joko Widodo expressed hope that collaboration between the government and parliament could be strengthened for the promotion of human rights, child protection, and migrant workers. In addition, according to him, the president hopes that the unity of the government and parliament can also be a means to advance democracy and peace.
Dan presiden mengatakan bahwa dengan kolaborasi yang
And the president said that with good collaboration like this, God willing, the benefits of ASEAN will be felt more by the people and ASEAN will be more respected by the world. Furthermore, when meeting with the Asian youth, President Joko Widodo encouraged the younger generation to continue to innovate and never give up. According to Minister Retno, young people must also be able to become agents of peace and tolerance.
Kita perlu bekerja keras, berinovasi, berpikir out of the box, dan
we need to work hard, innovate, think out of the box, and never give up even if the world is filled with uncertainty. The president advised young people never to give up, and the president hoped that these young people could also be agents of peace and tolerance. Meanwhile, before the business circles, President Joko Widodo encouraged the creation of business integration, especially in the midst of trade war between the United States and the People's Republic of China. President Joko Widodo expressed his views on the condition of the world economy affected by the trade war between the United States and the People's Republic of China. He said this when speaking at the 34th Asian Plenary Session on Saturday in Bangkok, Thailand. According to Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, the president invited all countries in the region to strengthen intra-Asian trade to anticipate the impact of the trade wars. According to Retno, Asian economic development must be done collectively, including by encouraging small and medium micro enterprises.
Di dalam plenary tadi, presiden menjelaskan mengenai masalah situasi dunia.
In the plenary session, the president explained the problem of the world situation, which is currently marked by the trade war, and the president said that efforts to strengthen the economic buildings of Asian countries are done individually and more collectively, meaning that intra-Asian trade must be strengthened, trade facilitation becomes more important, and micro, small, and medium enterprises should get benefit from the Asian economic integration. In addition, President Joko Widodo also underlined the importance for Asian member countries to have the Asian outlook in terms of the Indo-Pacific discussion. According to Retno, Asian outlook will be a mirror of the centrality and strength of Asian in respecting peace, cultivating dialogue, and strengthening cooperation. RR was his voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo discussed the issue of crude palm oil and rubber in a bilateral meeting with Thai PM Prayut Chan-o-cha. The meetings was held in a series of 34th Asian Summit in Bangkok, Thailand. Related to this, Foreign Minister Retno L.P. Marsudi, who accompanied the President, said that President Joko Widodo expressed his appreciation to Thailand for their support for Indonesia and Malaysia in combating discrimination against CPO.
Dengan Thailand, kedua pemimpin membahas mengenai
With Thailand, the two leaders specifically discussed efforts to increase trade and investment. The two leaders gave attention to two commodities, namely regarding the issue of CPO and rubber. Indonesian CPO expressed appreciation for the support of Thailand in its effort to combat discrimination in the CPO field. Meanwhile, related to rubber, according to Foreign Minister Retno L.P. Marsudi, President Director Joko Widodo also expressed his appreciation for Thailand's support for rising world rubber prices.
Kemudian untuk karet, Indonesia juga mengapresiasi.
Then for rubber, Indonesia also appreciates Thailand's support so that the price of world rubber can increase because it is known that Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand are the producers in which, if combined, they are the largest rubber producers in the world. In addition, according to Retno, on this occasion, President Jokowi also expressed his appreciation to Thailand for the Asian Outlook concept on the Indo-Pacific. The importance of promoting safety factors at Rakhine State has been emphasized by President Joko Widodo during a bilateral meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi. The second meeting was held after the Asian Summit in Bangkok. Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi said that according to President Jokowi, this is needed to ensure that efforts to repatriate refugees can be done.
Pentingnya keamanan di Rakhine State untuk terus ditingkatkan.
The importance of security in the Rakhine State should be continuously improved because the president said that if security does not improve, it will be difficult to repatriate. While the task of ASEAN or the mandate given by ASEAN leaders to the AHA Center and the ASEAN Secretariat is to prepare for voluntary, safe, and dignified repatriation. Therefore, this security issue becomes very important, meaning the repatriation can be done. Furthermore, according to Retno, President Joko Widodo also stated that Indonesia has a high commitment to continue to contribute to solving the Rakhine State issue. In addition, Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi also mentioned that during his meeting with Dow Aung San Suu Kyi, President Joko Widodo also emphasized the importance of immediately following up recommendations from the Preliminary Needs Assessment Report. The last item, Jakarta Aquarium in West Jakarta has added 4 new aquatic animals to its marine life exhibits, namely the giant Pacific octopus, giant isopod, leafy sea dragon, and weedy sea dragon. Visitors study the sea life and take pictures at the Ocean Walkway exhibit at the Jakarta Aquarium, which showcases a variety of small and large marine animals on the first day of Idul Fitri. According to Jakarta Aquarium curator Aaron, Jakarta Aquarium is the only place you can see these marine species in Indonesia. Since all the creatures live in cold water, the aquarium underwent lengthy preparations to facilitate them as they needed to acclimatize to the simulated habitats over long periods. Other preparations, such as adjustments to feeding, were necessary to ensure that the animals are not stressed in the exhibit. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on President is optimistic micro, small, and medium businesses in Indonesia continue to grow. President Joko Widodo received representatives from a number of micro, small, and medium business associations on Tuesday, June the 18th afternoon at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. In the meeting, the president said that he was optimistic that micro, small, and medium enterprises in Indonesia had wide opportunities to continue to be developed. Until now, there are around 62.9 million micro, small, and medium enterprises in Indonesia. According to President Joko Widodo, existing business opportunities can continue to be developed, especially in the service and industry sectors. On this occasion, the president also asked for input from entrepreneurs to design proportional policies for the development of micro, small, and medium enterprises in the country. Furthermore, he also reminded the entrepreneurs that the government could facilitate national micro, small, and medium businesses through policy aspects, but the president reminded that excessive facilities can actually weaken the industries, especially weakening the character of entrepreneurship. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Association, M. Iksan Ingartubun, said although it had been reduced from 1% to 0.5%, micro, small and medium entrepreneurs considers the tax is still too heavy. For this reason, they requested that the tax be reduced to 0%. In addition, the entrepreneurs also cited President Jokowi's speech in presenting the 2018 state budget, which is consistent in carrying out Islamic finance for the people's economy. They considered that Islamic finance is the most suitable for Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises. That was this week's spotlight on President is optimistic micro, small, and medium enterprises in Indonesia continue to grow. Today in history, I'll begin with June the 23rd, 2005. The World Widow Day is celebrated for the first time. International Widows Day is the Remembrance Day ratified by the United Nations to address the poverty and injustice faced by millions of widows in many countries. This day is observed every year on June the 23rd. The observation of the day was announced by the Lumba Foundation to raise awareness about widows' problems. The first International Widow Day was commemorated in 2005 and was launched by Lord Lumba and the president of the foundation, Cherie Blair. Various events were held in Rwanda, Sri Lanka, the United States, Britain, Nepal, Syria, Kenya, India, Bangladesh, and South Africa. Turning to June the 23rd, 2003, the UN Public Service Day is set. The United Nations Public Service Day is celebrated on June the 23rd every year, stipulated through a 2003 resolution to celebrate the value and virtue of public services to the community. The United Nations Economic and Social Council stipulates that the UN Public Service Award is awarded on Public Service Day for contributions made to enhance the role, prestige, and visibility of public services. The day also marked the anniversary when the International Labour Organization adopted the Convention on Labour Relations or Public Service 1978 number 151. This convention is a framework for determining the working condition of all civil servants throughout the world. I'll end today in history with June the 23rd, 2017, terror attack in Pakistan. On June the 23rd, 2017, a series of terrorist attacks took place in Pakistan, which left 96 people dead and more than 200 injured. They included suicide bombing in Quetta, targeting police, followed by two explosions at a market on Parachinar and the killing of four policemen targeted in Karachi. The responsibility for the Quetta attack was claimed by Jamaat ul Ahrar and ISIL, while no group accepted responsibility for the Parachinar attack. According to the Pakistani military, the two attacks were coordinated from terrorist sanctuaries in Afghanistan. Well, that was today in history, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jason Ellsworth in USA. He was listening to our broadcast on February 26, 2019. On his reception report, he told that he could hear our broadcast clearly. Well, Mr. Jason Ellsworth, thank you for your reception report. As information, now you can monitor our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz or at website www.voinews.id. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Meski telah terucap, hanya aku yang ada di hati. Pernah ku coba mengisi hati.
berarti cinta sudah lewat.
Tak kukira kan begini.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia, titled Indonesia Kempo Association, officially becomes the member of International Kempo Association. Although the Indonesian Kempo Association, or PORKEMI, has just been established, it made a significant breakthrough by becoming the member of the International Kempo Association, or IKA, which is headquartered in London, UK. Head of PORKEMI Supervisory and Advisory Council, Timbul Thomas Lubis, in Jakarta on Wednesday, June 19th, said that the inauguration of PORKEMI as the member of the International Kempo Association was conducted on the sidelines of meeting an international Kempo seminar which took place in Switzerland from the 15th to 17th of June 2019. In addition, five Indonesian Kempo athletes also participated in the grading examination which was held during the event. The five athletes who took the exam were Syahrul Effendi and A.R. Sabara from level 4 to 5, Elizabeth Purnomo and Vivi Syamsuddin from level 5 to 6, as well as Ahmad Yusuf from level 6 to 7. Timbul pointed out that his side coordinated with various parties, including members of ICA from European region, so that PORKEMI could be the member of the International Kempo Association. Furthermore, PORKEMI is also fully supported by Japan, which is the origin of the sport. After officially being the member of ICA and undertaking grading exam, Timbul said that Indonesia was honored to be appointed as the host of International Kempo Championship, which was slated to be held in March 2020. Meanwhile, head of PORKEMI, Yulianto Maris, admitted that he would immediately coordinate with the regional PORKEMI to discuss the preparation of the International Kempo Championship. Yulianto expressed his optimism that by being the member of the ICA, Indonesian Kempo athletes fostering and achievements will develop. He also believed that Indonesian Kempo athletes would earn more achievements. Listener, that's My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Mahesh Jain. In his email, he was complained because he monitored our podcast through 9525 and was not able. Hello Mr. Mahesh Jain, we are really sorry for your inconvenience when trying to listen to our podcast. Currently, our radio is broadcasted through frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. We hope you are not disappointed. So, please keep listening to our podcast every day. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi? kepadaku. Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata sesungguhnya aku terlalu cinta dia. Hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentang.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI WhatsApp is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will invite you to tour Putri Asih Cave in Tuban. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Putri Asih Cave is located in Mulyo Agung Village in the Montong district of Tuban, East Jawa Province. This cave is very beautiful and is located in the middle of an unspoiled thick forest. The location of the cave is not too far from the city center of Tuban, which is known as the City of a Thousand Caves, only about 30 kilometers. Putri Asih Cave was discovered by Jiadi, a stone miner, on September 6, 2002. At first, Jiadi found a hole measuring 30 centimeters in diameter. He did not think that the hole was a cave. Curiously, Jiadi put a 1-meter piece of wood into the hole, and it turned out that the wood fell into the hole. Finally, because he wanted to know, Jiadi and some of his friends tried to enlarge the hole and went inside. Once inside, they were all stunned because the scenery in the hole was amazing. There were beautiful stalactites and stalagmites that had not been touched by humans. In fact, many stalactites and stalagmites are still alive, which can still grow extensively. There is a large bluish-colored stalagmite that resembles a princess shawl. Therefore, this cave is called Putri or Princess Asih Cave. The location of Putri Asih Cave, which is not too far from the center of Tuban City and from the highway, makes Putri Asih Cave very interesting to be used as a tourist spot, especially for the adventurous ones. This cave has not undergone any changes at all, even the whole floor is still made of clay, so that those who do not have an adventurous spirit will find it difficult to trace the halls of the cave. Another beauty of the cave, which has an area of about 4 hectares and a hall of 250 meters, is the original cave ornaments made of stalactites and stalagmites of various colors and shapes. You can visit this tourist site either by private vehicles or by public transport. If you take public transportation, you can ride from Tuban Terminal to Montong. On the way to Putri Asih Cave, you will pass a rocky road 2.5 kilometers while enjoying a charming view. To enter the cave, you only need to pay 3,000 rupiahs. If you want to stay overnight, you can stay in Tuban, which provides hotels with varying prices. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. If you like adventure and have the opportunity to visit Tuban, don't forget to visit Putri Asih Cave.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by DK in India. He was listening to our broadcast on March 17th, 2019 with Sinpo 44333. Hello Mr. DK, thank you very much for your compliment on our podcast. We are glad because you can enjoy our segment Indonesian Wonder. We are waiting for your coming to our office if you visit Indonesia. Thank you. Well, listener, here is another beautiful song. Happy listening.
Seperti ladang tak bertumbuh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Miscellany. This edition is on sport tourism increases tourist visits in border areas. The border area between Indonesia and Timor Leste became the venue of amateur motorcycle road races contesting Kapolda and Governor Cups in East Nusa Tenggara. The event was held at the Omanuk Cafe Manyananu Circuit Timor Tengah Utara Regency from June the 21st to 23rd. It was divided into the beginner and open classes, followed by around 300 races from 20 teams, including from neighboring country Timor Leste. This amateur motorcycle race was attended by residents of Timor Tengah Utara and its surrounding, as well as residents of neighboring Timor Leste. Assistant Regional Deputy Marketing Development One Regional Tourism Ministry, Muhammad Ricky Farouziani, said, besides being an entertainment activity, the road race also drives the economy of the people. According to him, during the implementation of the road race, hotels and inns were full, food vendors around the area also felt the benefits. He said sport tourism is indeed a mainstay of the Timor Tengah Utara district because every time this event is held, it always manages to bring in tens of thousands of spectators, resulting in economic turnover. The strength of culture and sport tourism will be an attraction to attract tourists. He is optimistic these two potentials will contribute to bringing in cross-border foreign tourists, as stated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya some time ago. Meanwhile, an official of the Indonesian Tourism Ministry, Henry Noviardi, said the sports event was effective enough to attract cross-border tourist visit. According to Henry, it is appropriate for the Tourism Minister Arif Yahya to boost sport tourism and cultural festivals at the border because it is proven that both of them have become a potential market in the border areas, including East Nusa Tenggara, which is directly adjacent to Timor Leste. And he said cultural festivals and sport tourism became an arena to enhance closer friendship relations between the two neighboring countries. Miscellany today on sport tourism increases tourist visits in border areas.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bukan ku tak mau tahu.
Of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I want to present you a song from Noah. This group band consisted of Ariel as vocals, Uki guitar, Lukman guitar, David keyboardist, and two additional members, Rio as drums and Lanian as bass. After successfully releasing the singles Jalani Mimpi and My Situation, finally Noah officially released the newest single titled Wanitaku. The single was the creation of the vocalist Ariel and assisted by Indonesian musicians Pongki Barata. The single is part of Noah's fourth album, which will be released on September 2019. Ariel claimed that in preparation for this fourth album, Noah needed a long time to find inspiration in making the songs. The preparation for the Noah album this time began in February 2017. In order to get maximum results, Noah did various ways from the recording process to choosing the sound that matched the musical identity of Noah. This was done because all personnel of Noah agreed to give new nuances and colors that were different from previous Noah's albums. Well, listener, here is Wanitaku by Noah. Enjoy the song.
Dunia sampai ke ujung bayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di dalam sebuah cinta terdapat bahasa yang mengalun indah, mengisi jiwa, merindukan kisah kita berdua yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa. Bila rindu ini masih milikmu, ku hadirkan sebuah tanya untukmu. Harus berapa lama aku menunggumu, aku menunggumu. Di dalam masa indah saat bersamamu yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa. Pandangan matanya menghancurkan jiwa dengan segenap cinta.
masih milikmu. Ku hadirkan sebuah tanya untukmu. Harus berapa lama aku menunggumu? Aku menunggu. Hatiku menunggu, dalam lelahku menunggu. Aku masih menunggu. Bila rindu ini masih milikmu, ku hadirkan semua tanya untukmu. Harus berapa lama aku menunggumu, aku menunggu. Aku menunggu, hatiku menunggu. Dalam lelahku menunggu, dalam hatiku menunggu. Dalam lelahku menunggu, dalam tangisku menunggu.
Well listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.